Hey, good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, Alyssa Markham and Jackie Britton both have an amazing history in natural health, and they share in deep detail on today's episode, episode 189, I believe, of Total Wellness Radio. And in this interesting and informative interview, we catch up with one of the top, if not the top, mental wellness companies out there today, a company named Amare. You are going to be blown away by what they're up to and the things that are happening with this particular company and its product of identifying the gut-brain axis and reconnecting those things in a very healthy way. So, sit back and enjoy this episode, episode 189 of Total Wellness Radio with Alyssa and Jackie. Hello once again, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Dan Young, here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and I have not one, but two special guests, one from Colorado, the other from Spearfish, South Dakota. We have Alyssa and Jackie on the line. Did you ladies make it okay?
We sure did.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
You bet. You bet. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So in order so we're not talking over one another, I'm going to just pose questions and I'll flag one or the other to answer them. And Alyssa, I want to start with you because this is the focus of Total Wellness Radio is not just about products and services and natural health, but it's also the story behind why people started on their path to natural health. I found it to be fascinating that everybody seems to have one. And I want both you and Jackie to take a few minutes and explain kind of your backgrounds. But what was it, the catalyst or the experience that placed you on a path in natural health?
Yeah, so for me, my parents really modeled it for me. They both were experiencing mental health struggles and hadn't found results within the Western model of prescription drugs. And so they went searching. They became advocates for their own health, and they went searching and they found something that worked for them. And they ended up actually creating a career out of it. They became homeopathic practitioners who do bioenergetic balancing and emotional work.
Wow.
And they literally were my doctors growing up. So I really, anytime anything pops up in my world, it becomes, okay, what can I find for a solution? So rather than just feeling, oh, these are the cards that I've been dealt, I had it modeled perfectly for me that you become your advocate for your health and you go searching and you look for answers because they are out there.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Jackie, what was your background like?
I'm actually the total opposite of Alyssa. I grew up with my mom as a nurse, and we rarely went to the doctor for anything, so thankfully I was fairly healthy. But we did just go to the doctor if we were sick, and that was the extent of it. And so I kind of followed in her footsteps and pursued a career in nursing and went on to get my nurse practitioner. And of course, still in the kind of Western medicine. And it was actually just in my own pursuit of health and hitting some roadblocks with some health issues I was having myself in the past few years that Western medicine had no answers for me. Mm-hmm. And so I started to look for my own answers and be my own advocate and do a lot of research and found myself somewhere I didn't expect to be in kind of looking at other natural health solutions. So this is kind of a newer path for me in the past few years, but it's been really exciting and it's been really beneficial.
So now are you two kind of teamed together on this, this path together with, and let me make sure I say it right, Amare?
Yes. So the way that Amare works, yeah, we're partnered together. And Amare, we are the mental wellness company, and we are leading the mental wellness revolution. And so Jackie and I are just two, and we are partnered together, but we're just two within this large company that's continuing to grow that are spreading this mission and sharing these products that are a completely holistic approach to mental wellness, which so far we really have not seen in the world yet.
It hasn't been the focus, but yet I think we have plenty of evidence that suggests that it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And when I came across your It was either Instagram or LinkedIn, Alyssa. It was when I started reading about some of the posts that you were, the comments you were making, the products, working with kids, which is like super, super important. You know, I just had to reach out and have you guys on because I think what you're, I think the mission that you're on, I think the approach you're taking, and I think the benefit that people are going to have is absolutely going to be hands down. It's a game changer. It's truly a game changer what you guys are involved in.
Exactly. And it's funny you say that because when people talk to me about it, I go, it's a game, like it's been a game changer for our family and for where we were at. And we didn't realize that your gut microbiome, it plays such a huge role in your overall wellness and your mental wellness. And, and it's a big missing piece or a missing cog in the wheel, if you were, for so many people. We know about mindfulness and gratitude practices. We know the benefits of a healthy diet. We know the benefits of exercise. And for my own personal story with it, it was, I'm doing all these things, and yet why? Why do I still kind of just feel a little blah? Why, and for me, my personal story, why am I screaming at my children because I'm stressed that I literally have no way to manage it? Mm-hmm. And just going, man, if this is as good as it gets, this really kind of sucks, you know? So finding this missing piece has been a game changer. So I know Jackie has had a similar experience herself.
Yes, please continue, Jackie. Absolutely.
Yes, I would say the same along Alyssa's lines that addressing, you know, I had several different health struggles with just with myself since I had my last daughter who's now 5. And I was doing all of those things as well. I was exercising. I was trying to be my own healthy advocate and following a healthy diet. And I knew something was missing. And I went to my doctor and looked for answers there, and they, you know, told me what I'm sure a lot of people hear, that everything is just fine. Yeah. And I knew that everything wasn't fine, and it took addressing, you know, my gut health to see a difference in all of the issues that I was struggling with.
Yeah. You know, I did an interview a while back with a gal by the name of Brittany Pendergrass. This was last year. She wrote a book called Buddha Belly. And one of the things that I appreciate, and this is, and I'm not downplaying in any way at all what Amare stands for, which, by the way, you said is Latin for love. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay,
it means
good.
Love.
Yeah. What a better way to spread love than good health, mental health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I was interviewing, she runs a coaching academy in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and she made a comment on that podcast that I was not aware of the specific numbers. I just knew from 20 years of clinical experience that when you change the gut, you change everything. And she was telling me that 70% of serotonin and 50% of dopamine is actually produced in that microbiome. That ecology, that ecosystem is so influenced, has an influence on everything. And now here we are. You know, another year later, I learned about this stuff 20 years ago, but now here we are talking with you a year from that interview with Brittany, and we're on that same similar subject. So there's just too much, I share all that to say this, there's too much validation that exists for what you folks are involved with to be ignored. I mean, we have to really get this message out there.
Absolutely. Well, and you bring up such a good point that when I talk to people, my lead in with a lot of people when they're like, oh, what do you do? You know, what are you focused on? And I'll usually ask them the question like, yeah, have you heard that your gut is your second brain, or how important your gut microbiome is? And,
yes.
And I usually get a response, yes, I've heard a lot about that. It's so important. It's the key to, you know, your health, your mental health, all that. And then I go, so what are you doing about it? and the number of blank stares back, I'm like, I get it, because I've been on the other side of, yeah, I know it's important, but what can I do? And yes, there are great things that we can eat, like we can drink kombucha, eat yogurt that has, you know, probiotics and all of those types of things. But that's just, it's such a tiny, tiny, tiny little drop in the ocean of our gut microbiome that's exactly what we target. Is we're able to take somebody who reads an article who goes, oh my goodness, this feels right. I need to shift my gut microbiome. And we provide a product that very simply and effectively shifts your gut microbiome into a positive state so you can go, I am doing something proactively about it, number one. And number two, our products come with a one-year money-back guarantee.
Wow.
Meaning, a consumer can order these products every single month and put them in their body, allow them to their body to heal and to get that shift, because I'm sure you've seen it. Like, is 30 days a long amount of time for somebody to experience a shift in their health? No, it's really not. For some people, it's great, but other people, they need 4-6 months, and that's why we offer up to a year, so people are able to get, like you said, those neurotransmitters. 60-90% of them are produced in our gut.
Yep.
So if we can shift that, we can just get such great results.
Yeah, and I'm like 100% convinced that your approach and what you're doing is on track, because we see it all the time. We do educational pieces where we have to tell people right up front, you know what, it's going to take 3 to 6 months to get stable and 1 to 3 years to get well. And I tell them that before they ever get an evaluation or ever take a supplement, is you got to have that time. And so knowing that your company understands that process and is giving people a year to experience that particular product, that's just head and shoulders above most everything I know of that's out there. That's really, really great. I applaud you guys for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what do you find? This is going to be a silly question. This is going to come across silly, I know, but because we've already touched on so many great things, what is the most exciting thing you find about your career with Amari? I'll let Jackie answer this one first.
All right. Well, it is exciting for me because I have been a nurse practitioner now for 11 years. And so I feel like a lot has happened in medicine just over this past 11 years. Like, when I first started was kind of the peak of the pain med epidemic.
Yeah.
And I worked at a family practice clinic, and that's what we did a lot of. And I found over even just my first few years that burnout and just not that reward that I was looking for to help people didn't feel like we were doing a lot of helping people. And so in kind of my own pursuit to get on kind of a little different health journey, I really find that this is the part that I was missing in some of my clinical practice, having worked just for companies, healthcare system, where I am, expected to kind of follow some guidelines from their standpoint, and I don't exactly have the freedom to do this through my clinic practice. And so this is something I find exciting that I'm doing in my own time. And it's just brought me on kind of a new journey and getting me back into a passion. I always liked preventative health and nutrition and wellness before I even went to college. So it's kind of brought me back to something that I really have enjoyed. And this mission is just something I align with completely. So it's very exciting to see the impact we're having on people.
Yeah, there's two things you touch on, and I'm going to let Alyssa dive in here and share what kind of excitement she has for her business with Amari. But, here's what my experience has been, is that the modern medical profession is filled with great people serving a broken system.
Exactly.
And you have 11 years of experience, well, even more than that, because your college years precede that. So.
Yeah.
So you have 15 or 20 years, right, of actual hands-on experience,
right,
watching your mom be a nurse and what she went through and the frustrations that she had. Because I'm convinced that it's not the people in the system that are the bad guy or they're the one that's out to get you and not let you get healthy and mask your symptoms with drugs. They are not the bad guys. They are great people serving a broken system. And that's where this kind of a company can break a lot of people free from that medical merry-go-round that's not going to get them any results. So, Alyssa, what's your excitement about the Amari that you can touch on for us?
Yeah, I get really excited about the fact that we are a ground floor. Our company's only been around for 18 months. We are young. I know, we are really young, and we're fully funded. So that just makes it so exciting to know that we are ground level a category creator. I mean, we won our flagship product called the Fundamentals Pack, which specifically targets the gut, the brain, and the axis between them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it won Product of the Year last year at the Nutra Awards. So we're making these waves of, mm-hmm. there is a new way to look at this. So it gets exciting for me of how early on we are. Number two, the people that we're serving. I mean, just last night, I had two women over in my home as they were looking at Amari, and they're talking to me about how they each had a child who went into psychosis, one of them a couple of times, and them just saying when their children went into that, there was no resources for them. Mm. There was nothing. I mean, one of them goes, the cops showed up. Like, we had yep. no help.
Yep.
For our children. And so as they're looking at and have now started Amare, they're just going, there is hope. And yep. that gets me so excited
yep.
for
yep.
what people can, now they can have hope. I mean, my own daughter, she was chronically constipated and had anxiety, and I labeled her right my emotional child.
Yep.
And to now be able to, and we have a children's product, so to be able to give her something that is holistic, it is all natural, there's no sugar in it, and she actually enjoys taking it. And within a week, we were able to address the constipation issues. And now, here we are at about a year later of her being on the product, and I'm able to send her to a science camp, and she will go in the doors without crying and being scared and upset. I just think I've given her a gift of a life that she would not experience under the crushing weight of anxiety, or the, you know, just the freezing up in anxiety. And then sometimes that can transition then into depression. Yep. You know, and the fact that the WHO has depression as our leading cause of disability worldwide, we want everyone to know there is something out there.
Yep.
So that you don't just have to go, I have to go on a med, and I don't want to do that because of potential side effects, as well as just what everybody kind of hears about of tend yep. to become a little bit numb.
Yep.
So it's pretty fun.
It's amazing, and it's in an area that it's really near and dear to me. I have a client that's been with me for 8 months. When she got here, she was on over 600 milligrams of psychotropic drugs a day, once a week, being visiting the emergency room because she was having these episodes. And every time she'd go in, their only answer was to give her another script. In less than 30 mm-hmm. days, she's completely med free. And it's not supposed to come off of those that fast, but her and her doctor, they did it. And in less than 30 days, she's lost 27 pounds. This was like 6-8 months ago when we started this journey together. And when she walked in, her countenance is different. The way she looks at life is, I mean, so, but again, straightening out the gut. People have not, there's a page in our book that's called Death Begins in the Colon. And it's... And you'll see a copy of that. And so it's all along the same lines of making certain that one area is as pristine and well-nourished and toxin-free as possible. And that's how you produce the best optimum performance for the human body. There's just no way around it. There's no way around it.
Okay.
What kind of challenges do you think? Let's flip the coin over now and say, okay, we know that watching people thrive and get better is super exciting for all of us. What kind of challenges do you think you face? What's the flip side?
Yeah, the challenges that I have faced as I've, you know, shared this Amari and built this business out has been, you know, helping to reset people's perspective. You know, I think it's fantastic what you do of setting the expectation when somebody comes in. Before you even start anything, I want you to be aware it's going to take several months, right, to get yep. to one place, and yep. then years beyond that to experience health, which myself, even being on the Amari products now for a year, what I'm experiencing now is not what I experienced fully in that first year on it. Now that mm-hmm. I'm at that year, I continue to see new things manifest.
Yep.
So overcoming a little bit of the Amazon Prime attitude, right? Like 2 days. I think that's one of the biggest challenges we face. Then the second one we do face, now most people get it though, but I get to the, you know, if people don't feel this amazing change in 30 days, which a lot of people do, but some of us don't. I was one of them, you know. You can start to doubt and start to feel like, but is it really doing anything? Is it really helping? So that's one to overcome. And the second thing is also helping to shift the mindset as well here, that are, for some people, you know, a lot of people have caught on to this, but for some people, just that mindset that this is preventative health, not just reparative. So, I mean, new studies are coming out constantly, as I'm sure you see all the time on the gut, but I mean, they're even starting to see that your gut bacteria and the microbiome and all of this can actually dictate what parts of your DNA get turned on and off.
Yep.
So, you know, I could be sitting here with a cancer gene in my body, and because I'm taking care of my microbiome today, that cancer gene may never turn on. And so then I get to live out my life.
And that's 100%.
Vibrant place rather than crawling slowly towards my grave, which I don't want to do. So
forgive me for interrupting. For interrupting, because this is, you know, we're all going to get real excited and talk over each other here, I can tell. Here's the deal. The Genomics Project proved exactly what you just said. Now, the Genome Project was done over 15 years ago, okay?
Right.
And they discovered the DNA ladder at the cellular level looks like a ladder kind of spiraled around. The thing is about 5 feet long. Now, they did studies on identical twins shortly thereafter to determine why is it that twin one developed asthma in their 20s and 30s, but twin two didn't. And here's what they found. It's exactly what you're saying. They found that twin two did not have the same diet, lifestyle, and stress patterns that twin one did. And that twin one ate themselves into a condition, triggering the SNP to the weakness, to come on display. And so they've studied that on genetics, and so they concluded as a side study with the Genome Project that 70% of your lifetime health is 100% predicated on the decisions you make, the choices you make, diet, lifestyle, and stress. The other 30%, up to 30%, is definitely going to be a genetic weakness or manifestation of what they call a SNP. That's coming to fruit, you know, it's coming to pass, it's becoming active. But you have 70% control over that. So that's what people need to hear, is that what you're talking about is exactly spot on. It's not new, it's old, but we've got to get people focused on taking care of it.
Exactly. And you bring up a really good point about it's not new, it is old. And now society has caught up with it. Like, our culture is accepting of what was proven. I mean, some of the, you know, the Genome Project 15 years ago, but I mean, even Hippocrates was talking about this, you know? So it's really fun that now with our culture, we can talk about it and people will listen. Whereas before, you were a little bit of a whack job if you talked about that. So,
That's good stuff. I get excited about this stuff. So now you have products, services, education, a combination of all three that you deliver to your clients. Is that kind of the gist of Amari?
Yes. Do you want me to feel this, Jackie?
Sorry, I forgot to flag one of you. I forgot to do my job.
You're good. So right now we have products and education. So this is what's
excellent.
Really great is that we have multiple avenues of education. So it's not just, sure, take these products and off you go willy-nilly.
Right.
You actually have some really great education. Just the other night, we had information based on metabolism, and it was specifically addressing insulin and the thyroid and how your gut modulates and affects and interacts with those. So a great amount of education. And then what's really exciting, too, is our company is coming out within this year, we'll be beta testing it, but a platform where, you know, say for example, Dan, you see Amari and you're like, I'd like to, you know, take a look at that. You'd almost have like an intake questionnaire and you'd pick off different responses. And based on that, it would come back and say, all right, based on your responses, here are some products that would most likely be geared towards what you're looking to get for results, but also addressing the multiple cogs that are in the wheel of mental wellness. So it also would probably give you back some worksheets, if you will, if you were struggling with anxiety, of here's what you can do in the moment when you are experiencing anxiety to help talk yourself down. So giving you those tools, as well as then recommending particular modes of exercise that could be a support to you, because there is a wide range out there.
Yep.
So it creates that, and then also connecting you to a community. So, you know, you put your information in and you say, hey, I'd actually like to connect into this community. It could link you up to somebody on the other side of the world who had a very similar profile, and you guys can connect to each other and talk and work through things. Because, I mean, a lot of our mental health issues are, it's isolation based.
Yep.
We are not connected as a community.
That's right.
So I love that aspect, that we're not just a product company.
Yep.
We are looking to address mental wellness from all aspects of the wheel that it is.
I have people come here from all over the country. They do a clinical internship with me so they can go back to their communities, do a nutritional therapy practice. So we bring them in, they do a hands-on mentorship with me. It's very intense, 6 days in a row nonstop, and then we monitor their implementation in their communities for the next 6 months to make sure that they're implementing properly and getting the results that they're looking for. And you know, that's one of the things that we focus on, is the things that you're touching on right here in terms of community, is that people in today's society feel lack of acceptance and lack of appreciation. And when you get those two pieces of the puzzle in place, honestly, with people, it's literally, it's transformational to watch these people turn on, as from a client perspective, to watch your clients turn on, because they know, regardless of the outcome, doesn't matter about money or finances or future, whatever. What matters is that they're in a place that welcomes them, and they're in a place that they're appreciated, meaning they're being listened to,
yeah.
Meaning that yeah, there's, cool. You know, meaning that they're not being told, well, it's all in your head, here's a pill, right?
Very cool.
And that they're actually being treated with a high level of dignity and respect. And so that, you show me that kind of clinic. In fact, I was just thinking about this. If your company wants to do some clinical trials, let me know. You can sign me up, baby. I've got experience with clinical trials back in the day when Stephen Chernisky was running his genomics lab down in Colorado, down in the Wellington area. Stephen was working with a company called Univera, which is the second largest aloe vera company in the world. Very, very wealthy, a lot of big money behind them, and they were studying nutrition. It's one of only 6 genomics labs in the world, and his was the only one of 6 studying nutrition at the cellular level, at the genetic level of elderberry, the genetic level of hyssop, the genetic level of, and they were coming up with some of the most fascinating breakthroughs in nutritional formulations, and our office was part of some of that. So just a little side note, sorry to bore everybody with my shameful with my shameless pitch here, but you know, if you want some observational clinical stuff, let me know. So
all right,
so you deliver this to your clients, they become they become like members of the club, or I mean, what are they're just, they could buy it wholesale, or what are your, share with us how people can get their hands on these products. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Let's let Jackie feel that, because I've been chatting a lot.
So. All right, Jackie. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. Not at all. So there's a couple different ways that people can get these products. And I think at the end we'll have a link to the website. But basically...
Yes.
They can go in, and there's a free mental wellness assessment, and
that,
so they can take
cool.
that, and that does give them direction if they're wondering what they may, you know, what may benefit them based on some questions they answer. There is an option to be a preferred customer, and preferred customers get the lowest cost if they sign up for auto shipping, which can be changed or stopped at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other option is to join this mission, and they can sign up as a wellness partner, and they get the same, same cost as a preferred customer, but can help spread this and share this with others,
yeah.
And also can, you know, join the mission and it can be a business to them or whatever. I mean, really, it's whatever they desire to make of it if they decide to be a wellness partner.
That's awesome. I'm very intrigued by the fact that more and more companies are using a direct to consumer form of product distribution and service distribution. And I think, you know, people sometimes have a misconception of what that really is. And at the end of the day, what it's doing is it's eliminating the middleman and marketing and retail space that costs the consumer so much money. And they're just transferring the money they would have spent to put this in major retail outlets, 3,000 across the country. They're just transferring the money they would have had to have spent there, and they're just compensating, you know, people who are, you know, in the consumer, you know, direct marketing type of distribution. Mm-hmm. They're just redirecting money that they would have had to spend as a company, and they're sharing the wealth. So I really, I'm always been a real fan of doing that. When it's done properly, it can be a life-changing experience, not just for your health, but also for your finances. So I applaud you guys for that. Is there somebody that you would like to, and I'll go back to Alyssa on this, is there somebody that you would like to, like, recognize as we get ready to kind of wrap up our discussion, give credit to that's had a major influence on you? I'll let you start, Alyssa, and then and we will let Jackie answer as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I found Amare, it was an answer truly to prayer, all right? Like, I'm finding myself at night telling myself and pleading with God, help me to stop yelling at my children, right? Like, just feeling at a loss. And when Amare came into my life, I was so scared about it. I liked the health aspect of it, sure. But I thought, can I really share this mission? Yeah. Can I really help other people with it? And I was really impressed with Rich Higby. He is our VP of sales. And then Dr. Sean Talbot, he is our chief science officer. And then our founder, Hip Tran, like those three men, just being very vulnerable. And they each have a very... I guess the best word is vulnerable story of where they came from and why they're at with Amare. I mean, Rich Higby, he has a daughter who's been in and out of, I think it's 21 different facilities to help her with drug abuse. She experienced a very traumatic trauma when she was young. And so, you know, he saw that this broken society, like there's nothing really to help her. Then Dr. Sean Talbot had a brother die via overdose. And then Hip Tran, he became an alcoholic in order to cope with the success of business. And so I just love, like, their three stories of these very successful men who have lots of accolades, and that business savvy behind them, that they would tend to keep those quote-unquote embarrassing or skeletons in the closet locked away. Mm-hmm. The fact that they opened up about it, that's what gave me the willingness to literally share with people. I have verbally abused my children. Screaming at my children, in my opinion, is abuse. Where if my children are scared of me, I have abused them. Mm-hmm. And I love that now I can share that, yes, that was what my story was, but now I have hope for a new story. And I feel a little bit, I don't want to like downplay it, but I feel a little bit like an addiction type recovery, because it's so fun for me to tell people I haven't screamed at my children in 10 months. Yeah. And that's powerful, you know? So somebody who's on depression meds, anxiety meds, you know, a child who's on the autism spectrum, somebody who is dealing with colitis, Crohn's, whatever. I just love that now we have this space of saying, I don't know for sure if this will work for you, but what's really cool is you can try it without any risk because of our money back guarantee. And number two, what if it works? Like, what if it works and you get your life back the way that I got mine back? So that was probably a really long answer, but you can tell there's passion there.
It's changed your life. There's no question. And as a result, it's going to change your children's lives too, for the better. Mm-hmm. Jackie, what about you?
You know, I also would say, for me, Dr. Sean Talbot was really instrumental in me even considering this type of option. If I'm being honest, I kind of had a prejudice against natural or holistic health, and I think I don't know why, I guess. Maybe it's because I just didn't know. Maybe it was just a lack of being informed. And so I guess the mentality from where it came from was just that a lot of this wasn't science-based.
Right.
And so when I wasn't getting answers and I was just told for myself that everything was fine, I mean, that was after scans and labs. And
sure.
And I started to dig deep, and I knew Alyssa, and then we had another friend that had shared Amare with me, and
yeah.
I started to look for answers and started to research and saw the science behind what we're doing. And Dr. Sean Talbot is just, like Alyssa said, very humble. He has a great passion behind this mission because he lost his brother, and he also is a great advocate for a healthy lifestyle. I mean, I know he's older than me, and mm-hmm. he can run Ironmans and world triathlons, and he's a great example of what a healthy, preventative, wellness lifestyle looks like. And,
yeah.
you know, what I would hope to show to patients or even to friends and family and to my own children.
Sure.
And so I would say he was very instrumental in me looking into a holistic, natural
yep.
path rather than just going down the Western medicine road.
Yeah, and what you're touching on is so true, because the why behind Amare or Country Doctor or Christopher's mm-hmm. School of Natural Healing in Utah or, Gary Young's oils, and the why behind those stories that are so impactful on our country and our culture is the most important piece. How we do what we do is really secondary in terms of why we're doing it. And so I really appreciate you sharing those stories and the fact that what we're not up on, we tend to be down on. And that's unfortunately what I find with, you know, modern medical students and folks that are more modernly trained the last 4.5 generations versus 215 preceding generations of traditional care. So there's a historical relevance, not just a scientific relevance, that a lot of people unfortunately come out of the modern realm and they're just not hip to. So again, what we're not up on, we're down on. So
right.
As we get ready to wrap,
go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, I think that the other part of that too is I saw where Western and Eastern medicine come together. I mean, it's so, I guess there's a lot of things for where Western medicine gets credit, but I think there's so many things that we've been doing without even realizing it that
yes.
are on that natural path. And I think there's just power in both realms coming together and being open to
100%
to both and just, you know, educating. So
yep. I totally agree. That's yeah. one of the reasons why I started Total Wellness Radio a couple of years ago, was to pull together practitioners, people, products, ideas, have different perspectives on, from chiropractors and homeopathy.
Yeah.
And so it's not about my thing's better than your thing. It's about together we can make the whole thing better. And that's what it's about. So as we get ready to wrap this up, ladies, I want you, Jackie, to begin with, if there's one thing, as we wrap up our discussion, if there's one thing that you want to make absolutely certain that's your pearl of wisdom, your thing you love to share with people that's going to change the viewpoint of our listeners, what one pearl of wisdom would you like to leave them with?
I would say kind of what Alyssa said about that there's hope. There's hope, even if you've tried things before or if you've been told there's no answers. I think there's always hope, and I think that there's power in being proactive and being an advocate,
mm-hmm.
and I think that not to give up hope and, you know, like in this realm of things, giving it time and trying to be patient, but
yeah.
there's hope and there's light at the end of the tunnel. You're not just dealt these cards and that's the way it is for life. I think, you know, there should always hold on to that. There's always hope.
Alyssa?
Yeah, I would second that wholeheartedly that, you know, the quote-unquote diseases or ailments that may be laid on your shoulders right now, it's not who you are. It's just something that you're working through, and it's pretty cool to come out the other side of the allergy season going, I don't think I can say I have allergies anymore, right? Like, I can't even claim that. So that's what I would love to give other people is for them to be like, yeah, I used to have allergies, or I used to have, you know, IBS, whatever it may be. And instead now they can step forward going, my life is not controlled by the issues and ailments. I now can claim my life more the way that I envisioned it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful way to put it. And it reminds me of, you know, when people come here with allergies or IBS or Crohn's or even cancer, we say, look, all that is your body's inability to perform. Let's get it performing better. And the thing doesn't matter. The thing goes away. The thing improves. The thing changes. The thing calms down. Whatever the thing is not in charge. Let's find out why your body's not performing like it should and could.
Right.
So. Okay, ladies, one last question. I need to make sure the listeners know how to best get in contact with you. So, Jackie, why don't you share some information on what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you, and then we'll let Alyssa do the same.
Okay. I do have an email address, and that is jackiebritton8494@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that's the best way to email me. I am on social media. I do have a Facebook page that is just geared towards health and wellness, and it's called Gut Feeling Health and Wellness. And then I guess to get a hold of both of us, Alyssa's on Instagram and stuff more, I think, prevalently than I am. So they can always reach either one of us through her Instagram. So, yeah, Alyssa. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on Instagram as Product of Wellness. I always like to think of, like, we are a walking product of, you know, what we've created. So Product of Wellness. So you can find me on Instagram there. And I love when you connect with me of, hey, this is where I found you. This is where I heard you.
Yep.
And also, again, you know, an email address, Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, at productofwellness.com. So you
thank
can
you
find
so
both of us, and we'll get you connected in.
Awesome. Jackie, thank you so much. Alyssa, thank you so much. You ladies
thank
have
you.
Made this. You've made this interview very valuable. I know our listeners are going to gain a lot of value out of it as well. And so I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, for Jackie and Alyssa, this is Dan Young signing off for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you all for tuning in.
Hi, this is Nicole Kimmel with Gina and Holistic Health Link. You're listening to Total Wellness Radio.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.